And if the Holy Spirit is God, then he is the Lord.
但是如果圣灵他是神的话，那么他也是主。
If he is the Lord, then he has to be in charge, and I have to be his servant.
如果他是主的话，那么他才能是，他来掌管我的生活，我只是他的仆人而已。
Tozer said in his book that we have all of the Holy Spirit we really want.
陶硕说，其实我们心里，我们都有我们所渴望的那个圣灵。
So if I don't want the Holy Spirit to be in control in my life, I don't experience the power of the Holy Spirit in my life.
所以如果我不愿意让圣灵来来掌来控来主掌管我的生活的话，我就不可能经历到圣灵的能力。
Let's go on to talk about some of the things the Holy Spirit wants to do for you or me.
我们现在谈一谈圣灵要我们到底做什么呢？
He will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I said to you, said Jesus.
耶稣说，圣灵将把一切的事情来指教我们，并且让我们想起他对我们所说的一切话。
As you week after week study the Holy Spirit, I'd like you to pray two or three things with me.
在经过几周来查考圣灵这个真理的话，我希望大家能够做如下几个祷告。
These are things I'm praying for you that God will do.
这也是我为大家所祷告的。我祷告神能够把这样的事情也发生在你的身上。
Pray that in a new way, God the Holy Spirit will become your teacher.
祷告圣灵用一个新的方式来成为你的老师。
You become sensitive to the Holy Spirit in your life when you read the Bible.
我祷告当圣灵当你在读经的时候，你对圣灵的话对圣灵的感动能够敏感起来。
Every time I open my Bible, I pray a simple prayer.
每次我打开圣经的时候，我会做一个非常简单的祷告。
God, Holy Spirit, speak to me through your word.
我说神啊圣灵啊跟我说话，通过你的话语跟我说话。
Teach me, correct me, instruct me.
来教导我，来指正我，来引领我。
If I am willing to learn, the Holy Spirit is more willing to teach me.
如果我们愿意学习的话，那么圣灵当然更愿意来教导我们。
The word teach in the Greek New Testament language means two things.
那么指教这个词在新约希腊文里有两个意思，还有两个意思。
It's the same word in Greek that we got the word to disciple from.
这个词的实际上它跟这个门徒这个词是同根的。
A disciple of Jesus is someone Jesus is teaching the Christian life.
门徒就是耶稣所指教的那群人。
In English, it's also the word we get the word discipline from.
那么这个词也是我们说这个操练这个词的这个来源。
You understand discipline, yes.
你们都知道操练，对不对？
That's when your mother or your father corrects you to make you do what you're supposed to do.
操练，还有就是他来管约束你。当你们，比如说你父母，当你有做了不好的时候，你父母会来管，来管束你。
So even the difficulty in my life, the Holy Spirit will use to teach me.
所以这个也是神教我们的一个方式，管教我们。
Now he says that he's going to teach you all things.
这又说圣灵会告诉我们一切的事情，指教我们。
This is something a pastor can never do.
这个是牧师所不能做到的。
I'm only a pastor. I don't know all things.
我只是个牧师，我不可能知道所有的事情。
I only know some things.
我知道一些事情。
But the Holy Spirit knows all things.
但是圣灵却知道一切的事。
So I want you to pray for a new understanding of God.
所以我希望你也能够祷告，从神那儿得到一个新的一个认识。
Pray for a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ.
祷告跟神跟基督有一个更深的关系。
And pray for an understanding of the Holy Spirit and how he helps you to live your Christian life.
也祷告让圣灵来帮助你过一个基督徒的生活。
Anytime you're learning, it demands that you focus and pay attention.
每次你学习的时候需要你能够集中注意力，能够专注在你学的东西上面。
Learning is almost never automatic.
学习不是一件一蹴而就自动发生的事情。
So you and I need to pray so that God will be our teacher.
你必须祷告，让神作为你的老师。
Now, I love this next promise from God.
我非常喜欢神接下来这个应许。
He says he will remind you of everything Jesus has said to you.
他说圣灵会让你们想起耶稣对你们所说的一切话。
You know, Jesus has been speaking to you since the first day you were a follower of Christ.
你知道吗？当你成为基督徒的第一天起，耶稣就一直在跟你讲话。
My problem is I keep forgetting what he said to me.
但是问题是我经常把耶稣说的话给忘了。
Thank God that he sent the Holy Spirit to remind you and remind you what he said to you before.
但是感谢神，神借着圣灵一次一次的提醒我们，让我们记得耶稣对我们所说的话。
We are thinking about something else when we should be thinking about something God wants us to understand.
我们在当我们把注意力及精力发在一些别的东西、别的事物上时，我们其实更应该想的是耶稣跟我们说了什么话。
When you're trying to make a difficult decision, you might be wondering, how can I make a good decision?
当你在做一个很艰难的决定的时候，你会想，我怎么样做决定才会是一个正确的决定呢？
That's a good time to ask the Holy Spirit to remind you what he said to you in the past that would help you in this situation.
那么这个圣灵就会提醒你，在过去他是怎么在类似的情况下他怎么教导你的，他能够提醒你想起他以前的教导。
Unless you're listening for his voice and eager to do what he says, you might not hear him speak to you.
但问题是，如果你不去渴望的去渴求去听他的声音，可能你也真的听不到。
As you learn, as Paul said, to walk with the Spirit, you will learn a new relationship with God.
保罗说，如果你能够按照圣灵行事，你就能够跟神有一个新的关系。
This is a relationship of trust and dependence on the wisdom of God.
那么这个关系就是能够信靠他，能够依赖神的智慧来走我们的每天的道路。
He will not let you go astray.
他不会让你偏离正路。
He'll teach you what you need to understand when you need to understand it.
当你需要得到一个最正确的一个知识的时候，神会把这个知识给你。
I don't know about your earthly father. My father had a habit.
我不知道大家的这个你们的父亲怎么样，但是我的父亲有一个习惯。
My earthly father was a military man.
我在世的父亲是一个他生前是一个一个是军队里的人。
He would say, I told you once, I'm not telling you again.
所以他说，他经常跟我说，我只跟你说一次，我不会再说第二次。
If you couldn't remember what he said, you were out of luck.
如果你记不住，那你就该你倒霉了。
Thank God the Holy Spirit will remind you of what he told you before.
但是感谢主，圣灵会一次一次提醒我们，神所对我们所说的话。
I don't know why people are afraid of the Holy Spirit.
我不能理解为什么人会对圣灵感到害怕。
I think maybe it's because a little part of us still wants to be in control of our lives.
我想其中一个原因可能是我们心里还是有一点点想自己能够控制自己的生命。
We struggle to have the faith to trust him to lead us where God wants us to go.
我们真是要当神来想掌控我们的生命的时候，我们还是有点在挣扎。
I want to remind you that you cannot have the power, the insight, the influence of the Spirit as long as you're in control.
但是我想提醒大家的是，如果你还是想自己控制自己的生活的话，那你就不可能有来自于神的这么一个洞察力，这样的一个知识和这样的能力。
He's the Lord. You need to surrender to him.
他是主，你必须在他面前降服下来。
God has given you the ability to choose.
因为神给你这样一个选择的自由。
You can walk in your own strength and understanding.
你可以靠自己的力量去做事或行事。
Or you can walk in the power and the knowledge of God the Holy Spirit.
或者你也可以靠着神的能力、圣灵的能力、圣灵的这个智慧来行事。
You and I, we must want God's control in our life more than we want our control.
所以我们应该让圣灵来控制我们的生活，而不是自己试图自己来做主。
Living a mediocre Christian life is very comfortable.
你知道吗？做一个碌碌无为满足于中庸之道的这样一个马马虎虎的基督徒的生活，其实是很容易的。
We can look at everyone else and say, "I'm an average Christian."
你可以看看周围说，我还不错，我大概也是算一个平均水平的基督徒吧。
Please don't settle for that.
哦，千万不要满足于这样。
You can walk with God, the Holy Spirit.
因为你可以跟圣灵一起同行。
And you can know the power of God and the insight of God for yourself.
因为你也可以得到来自于神的能力和神的这样的智慧。
So my prayer as you study the Holy Spirit is that in new ways you'll learn to understand His ministry in your life.
所以我对大家祷告就是说，神能够给你一些新的方式，让你明白圣灵在我们生命中的工作。
You'll learn the peace and the strength of God, that's here for you when your strength would fail you.
你能够得到来自于神的力量和智慧，当你自己的力量和智慧枯竭失败的时候。
When you were confused and the Holy Spirit showed you in the Word of God or from another believer what to do.
当你迷茫的时候，当你迷惑彷徨的时候，神能够借着他的话语来个指导，来个让你指清方向。
You learn to patiently wait to hear the voice of the Spirit leading you.
你可以耐心的等待，让圣灵来带领你。
No more panic or making hasty decisions.
所以不要再恐慌，不要再做一些仓促的决定。
You can have the confidence that God will show me. He'll lead me.
你可以有这样的信心，神一定会向你跟你说话，来带领你。
This is why we need the Holy Spirit.
这就是我们为什么需要圣灵的原因。
There's much more to learn.
当然，关于圣灵还有很多我们要需要学习的东西。
I'm praying for all the pastors who come and preach here that they'll be led by the Spirit to teach the next thing that we need to understand.
我也希望接下来在我们教会其他的牧师也能够在圣灵的带领下跟大家讲关于圣灵的道理。
And I praise God that His Spirit will teach us what we need to know.
我也感谢神，赞美神，神的灵能够亲自来指教我们。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Spirit to be with us.
哦，天父，我们感谢你，你把你自己的灵赐给了我们，跟我们在一起。
Lord Jesus, thank you for not leaving us like orphans.
感谢你，主耶稣，没把我们撇下，像孤儿一样。
But you've come to make your home in our lives by faith.
你借着我们的信心，也在我们心里住下。
Thank you for being willing to teach us.
谢谢你，愿意来指教我们。
May we be eager to learn what you would teach us.
让我们也能够渴望你的教训，你的指教。
Help us to be humble and understand that there's much more to learn, no matter how much we've learned so far.
让我们能够谦卑下来，知道，让我们知道，不论我们知道多少多的东西，我们还是有要学习的地方。
When we are fearful and want to keep control of everything, help us to trust you.
当我们恐惧的时候，当我们想掌握自己生命的时候，让我们能够信靠你吧。
We want your power in our lives, but we also need to let you be in control of our lives.
我们渴望来自你的能力，但是我们也愿意你来掌握我们的生命。
Guide those who teach us.
也求你能够带领那些教导者牧者。
Remind us of the things that you've said to us before, but we have forgotten.
也求你圣灵提醒。你曾经跟我们说过的话，但是我们那些已经忘记的话。
We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
我们在这样祷告，是奉主耶稣我们的救主的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you. 再一次感谢Pastor Lee 对我们非常有力的。在我看来是一个其实是很深入浅出但是有非常有力量的一个讲道。 Thank you for giving us such a concise and powerful sermon. We really appreciate it. 愿真是今天的道也是能够在大家心里就算我相信今天的道也是圣灵借着牧师的口提醒我们让我们记得耶稣对我们所说的话。好，现在我们一起来唱这首我们